Palestinian and Israeli negotiators held their first direct talks today to try to end the standoff at Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity. They failed to resolve the three-week-long confrontation. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, some 200 Palestinian gunmen remain holed up inside the church, surrounded by Israeli forces.
The Israeli army pulled some armored personnel carriers out of Bethlehem today, loaded onto flatbed trucks. But the standoff at the Church of the Nativity continues. An Israeli army spokesman said three Armenian priests escaped from the besieged church after they climbed onto the roof and waved a sign asking for help. Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Olivier Rafowitz quoted the priests as saying food had run out in the church and several people inside were in need of medical care. Rafowitz says Israel wants the surrender of about 35 gunmen he called senior terrorists. He says anyone else in the church, including about 30 clerics and dozens of armed members of various Palestinian factions, will not be arrested.
We are fighting terrorism and fighting terrorists. And we just ask everybody that to go out. And if someone has nothing to be blamed for, it will be just free.
Until now, Israeli officials had said the men on Israel's wanted list must be either deported or tried in Israel. Bethlehem Mayor Hanna Nasser said Palestinians offered a compromise, suggesting that the wanted men be taken to Gaza and tried by the Palestinian Authority under the supervision of international observers. There was no immediate Israeli response, but Mayor Nasser described the atmosphere at today's meeting as very pleasant. Meanwhile, in Ramallah, explosions were heard near Yasser Arafat's besieged office. An Israeli army spokesman said they were controlled blasts to destroy grenades found in the compound. But the head of Palestinian intelligence in the West Bank said he feared Israeli troops were trying to destroy a wall to give them easier access to Arafat's office. And in Hebron today, Palestinian witnesses said a large crowd watched as masked gunmen killed three alleged collaborators with Israel. The men were accused of helping Israel find Marwan Zulum, the local head of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, killed along with his bodyguard in an Israeli missile strike last night. Palestinian analysts say they fear a breakdown of law and order in the West Bank. Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo says Israel is responsible because it has arrested hundreds of Palestinian policemen.
We don't have one policeman to guarantee the security because everything was destroyed. The police stations, all the police stations, all the security infrastructure of the Palestinian Authority was totally destroyed.
There was more violence elsewhere in the West Bank today. Palestinian hospital officials said a 13-year-old boy was shot dead by Israeli soldiers in the West Bank town of Beit Jala. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.